BBC News with Marion Marshall. A self-styled Indian holy man who boasts 40 million followers has been found guilty of rape. The guru, Asaram, was accused of attacking a 16-year-old girl at his spiritual centre near Jodhpur 5 years ago. The judge delivered his verdict from the city's jail because of concerns that it could provoke riots. Prominent Indian politicians, including the current Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, have attended Asaram's meetings. The head of football's governing body, FIFA, is facing an allegation that he tried to interfere in the awarding of the 2026 World Cup. BBC News has been told that Gianni Infantino attempted to prevent Morocco from making it onto the ballot paper because he preferred a joint bid from the US, Canada and Mexico. In response, a FIFA spokesman said the president wasn't involved in the process. An international conference to raise money for Syria is taking place in the Belgian capital, Brussels. The director of the World Food Programme in Syria, Jacob Kern, has said two-thirds of the population need help. At least 10 people have been killed and dozens more injured in a fire at an oil well in Indonesia. A local official says firefighters in the northwestern province of Aceh are battling to contain the blaze. The Republican candidate, Debbie Lesko, has won a closely watched congressional election in the US state of Arizona. But her margin of victory was in single digits, as the Democrats made a strong showing in a district easily won by Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election. Police in China have revealed that they seized a record haul of cocaine with a street value of $160 million in the biggest trafficking case ever seen on the mainland. The 1.3-tonne drug consignment from South America was found in Guangdong province in February. 10 people have been detained in a police operation, most of them from Hong Kong. BBC News.